It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you ahead of game number one of a six-game series, the final six-game series of the 2022 regular season here in the Florida State League. The Marauders find themselves just two games behind the first-place Dunedin Blue Jays, and it's do-or-die time here in the final week of the regular campaign. Bradenton just two games back in first place, but meanwhile, two other teams are breathing down the Marauders' necks. You've got the Tampa Tarpons, who are just a half game behind the Marauders, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers stubbornly hanging close behind the Tarpons. They are in the playoff mix as well as the season enters its final series. Right-hander Bubba Chandler gets the ball on the mound tonight for Bradenton. He's looking to bounce back from a curtailed start last week in which he left with an illness after facing only four batters. He walked three of them, was not sharp with his command, and folks seemed to take notice that something was not quite right, so Bubba was pulled out early. He is thankfully back to pitch on schedule here on this Tuesday evening. He's out in right field taking his warm-up tosses right now, playing catch with Wyatt Hendry, who will be his battery mate tonight. Opposite Bubba Chandler on the mound will be right-hander Esteban Jimenez, who is a 20-year-old right-hander from Venezuela. He'll be making just his second single-A appearance, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty and the numbers a little bit more on both of those men on the mound later on tonight. First, we'll step aside, and when we come back, a quick run through the Pirates minor league system, what the other full-season affiliates have been up to lately. That mini-farm report coming your way next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show here in Clearwater. It's time to take a look at the Pirates minor league system. Lately, we begin with the AAA Indianapolis Indians, who on Sunday wrapped up a series against the Louisville Bats, the AAA team of the Cincinnati Reds. The Indians won that game by a final score of 9-4. Now a five-game winning streak for Indy. They're looking good lately. Travis Swaggerty, 3-for-3 in Sunday's game with his ninth home run of the season, drove in two runs. And also Hoy Park, 2-for-4 for Indy with a home run, his 10th of the year, and Park drove in four runs in that Indians win. Tonight, the Indians open up a new series on the road against the Omaha Storm Chasers, AAA affiliate of the Royals. That gets underway in about 15 minutes here. Right-hander Austin Bryce will make the start for Indianapolis. AA Altoona on Sunday wrapped up their series against the Akron Rubber Ducks, AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, and Altoona won that game 5-2. The Curve have now won 3 of their last 4. In that game, Andres Alvarez went 3-for-4 and hit his 20th home run and became the first ever Altoona Curve player to reach 20-20 on the season, 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. So congratulations on a big accolade there for Andres Alvarez. Also notable in that game, Carmen Majinski made the start, went 4 scoreless innings, and struck out 5. Tonight, the Altoona Curve take on the Erie Seawolves, the Tigers' AA affiliate. That game is just underway in the last 15 minutes. Right-hander Aaron Shortridge makes the start for Altoona. Finally, in High A Greensboro, on Sunday, the Grasshoppers shut out the Winston-Salem Dash, the High A affiliate of the White Sox, and a remarkable pitching performance for Greensboro that afternoon. Justin Mice, the former Marauder, 7 perfect innings, struck out 7, then gave way to fellow former Marauder Santiago Flores, who went 2 scoreless innings to finish it off. However, the perfect game bid ended in the 9th inning on a one-out single for Winston-Salem. Nonetheless, dominant start for Justin Mice, who earned Pitcher of the Week honors in the South Atlantic League for that effort on Sunday. Home runs, by the way, in that game by Jace Bowen, Mike Jarvis, and Jacob Gonzalez. Greensboro tonight opens a new series against the Bowling Green Hot Rods, the High A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. There is your mini farm report ahead of first pitch tonight here in Clearwater. We'll step aside again when we come back. Starting lineups coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Welcome back to Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders, who are trying to snap off a 3-game losing streak. Bradenton coming at 35-25 in the second half. Here's how they line up for skipper Jonathan Johnston. Shortstop Sungchae Chang leads off once again. Center fielder Matt Gorski, continuing on minor league rehab assignment, bats second. Second baseman Termar Johnson, Pirates' top prospect according to Baseball America, bats third. Third baseman Jack Brannigan bats cleanup. He's still trying to climb out of a recent slump. Designated hitter Rodolfo Nolasco, welcome back from the 7-day injured list. He missed a handful of weeks on the IL. Good to have his bat back in the order. 11 home runs for Nolasco on the season and a .429 slugging percentage for Nolasco. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bats 6th. Left fielder Tres Gonzalez hits 7th. Right fielder Sergio Campagna bats 8th. And first baseman Brendan Dixon bats 9th for the Marauders, who sent right-hander Bubba Chandler to the mound. The 19-year-old from Bogart, Georgia, third-round pick of last year's draft out of North Oconee High School in his native Georgia. Chandler, in his 7 appearances at single-A, 5 starts, 3.68 ERA, and a whip of 1.41. For the homestanding Clearwater Threshers, record of 21-38, they are in last place in the West Division, mathematically eliminated already from postseason play. Here's how they line up. Second baseman Jamari Baylor leads off. Shortstop Eric Brito bats second. Caleb Ricketts, the catcher, bats third. First baseman Chad Castillo hits cleanup. Right fielder Dakota Katowski bats 5th. Designated hitter and Phillies number 12 prospect Jordan Viers hits 6th. Third baseman Otto Kemp bats 7th. In the 8 hole, left fielder Troy Schreffler. He is followed by the center fielder Cade Fergus batting ninth in the order. On the mound for Clearwater tonight, the right-hander and 20-year-old from Venezuela, Estebenson Jimenez, 2.75 ERA for him on the season between the Florida Complex League and Clearwater. In his single-A debut last week against Lakeland, roughed up for three runs on four hits across four innings. Command was decent, though. He walked only one batter while striking out four. There are your starting lineups and the pitching matchup for tonight here in Clearwater. There were some stormy-looking cells moving through the area this afternoon when the team arrived. However, those appear to have been swept out of the area. Just fluffy white clouds around us, sunny skies, and a nice, comfortable breeze out toward right field. That should help lefty pull hitters a little bit tonight. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, first pitch from Clearwater is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Hi again, everybody, and welcome inside BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. Spencer Smith with you for the opener of a six-game series. This is the final series of the 2022 regular season. The Marauders still very much in the playoff chase, but they're going to need a little bit of outside help in addition to winning as many games as possible here in the final week of the regular season. In first place, the Dunedin Blue Jays, who make their home just about 15, 20 minutes down the road from here in Clearwater. They are playing the Palm Beach Cardinals. They host the East Division, looking like about to be champs, the Palm Beach Cardinals. So that's going to be a high-octane matchup there. The Lakeland Flying Tigers in fourth place, but still very much in the mix for the West. They're visiting the Jupiter Hammerheads out on the east coast of Florida. And the Daytona Tortugas and Tampa Tarpons squaring off. The Marauders would like some help from the Tortugas this week to fend off those third-place Tarpons. That's what's at stake here. Very tight postseason chase here in the West. The Marauders take on the last-place Clearwater Threshers, who for a couple of weeks now have been mathematically eliminated from postseason contention. The Marauders wearing the road grays tonight here in the series opener. The Threshers going with their red jerseys and solid red hats. 20-year-old right-hander Estebenson Jimenez toes the rubber, showing the high red socks. Here's his windup in the game. First pitch to Sung Chae Cheng, and it's a fastball strike. We're underway at 6:30 p.m. right on schedule. 88 degrees, mostly sunny here in Clearwater. Glad to have you with us tonight. Here comes the 0-1 to Cheng. He takes high, a ball. Chang continues his hot hitting lately, hitting safely in 8 of his last 10 games. Jimenez brings the windup in the 0-1. Chang swings and fouls it back this way and over the roof for the broadcast booth. One ball and two strikes on the 21-year-old from Taiwan. Chang wears the long black sleeves underneath his gray jersey, draping that gray bat over his shoulder. The 1-2 pitch swung on, tapped foul. So we'll see another one as that ball bounces over to Matt Gorski, waiting in the on-deck circle. Now wind still blowing out toward the right field corner. As the 1-2 pitch comes from Jimenez, Cheng swings and dribbles another one foul, hit off his leg as he was still standing in the batter's box, thankfully glancing off the ground first. So no ailment there for Cheng. 275 batting average, 6 home runs, 51 runs batted in. Cheng missed a few weeks of action midsummer with an injury. Came back stronger than ever. Another 1-2 from the righty. Cheng swings and drives one to deep right center field. On the run, the center fielder Fergus gliding underneath it makes the catch deep in right center field. One way to begin the game. Let's meet the Threshers' defense tonight. In the outfield from left to right, it's Troy Treffler, Kate Fergus, and Dakota Katowski. Around the horn on the infield, the third baseman is Otto Kemp, the shortstop Eric Brito, second baseman Jamari Baylor, the first baseman Chad Castillo, and the catcher is Caleb Ricketts. One out, base is empty for Matt Gorski. Wind up and toss. Gorski swings and fouls back. The first pitch. Four games with the Marauders on minor league rehab assignment for Gorski. Hitting 231. A solo homer in his brief totals here during his time in Bradenton. Suffered a quad strain back in late June that landed him on the IL. 0-1 pitch is ripped at and missed. Strike two. Fastball sitting in the low 90s from Jimenez. Again, first time the Marauders are seeing this right-hander from Venezuela. The 0-2 to Gorski. Swing and a miss. He got him on an elevated off-speed pitch. And there are two away for Bradenton here in the first. Let's see if Tamar Johnson can put something into play. Hitless in his last two games, but that sweet-looking swing of Tamar Johnson has really been a sight to behold in his brief time at single-A. 10 games played with the Marauders. He's hitting 276. Pitch to the left-handed hitter. Johnson takes a bit high. We're just underway here in Clearwater. No score. The visitors have the first with two outs. Here's the 1-0. Johnson lays off up and away. 343 on base percentage for Johnson to accompany that respectable 276 batting average in his 10 games. Now the 2-0. Johnson takes a look at one on the inside corner. Ruled a strike by Nelson Fraley. Fully automated balls and strikes tonight. So Fraley just giving the calls that come to him via the earpiece. 2-1. Johnson swings early on an off-speed. Whiffs through it. 2-2. Garrett Griffin is the umpire on the base paths. Here the base is empty. Positioned down the first baseline. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And down goes Johnson on a changeup from Jimenez. And the Marauders are retired in order here in the first inning. On to the home half here in Clearwater. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jamari Baylor will lead off for the Threshers in the bottom of the first inning as we have no score early on here at Baker Ballpark in Clearwater. Bubba Chandler toes the rubber for his eighth single-A outing. Brings his hands up over his head, full windup and the pitch. Baylor, a big swing and a miss through a fastball clocked at 95 from Bubba Chandler. 19-year-old, 6'2", 200 pounds. Winds up and deals the 0-1. Baylor swings and misses at another one. Similar location there on the fastball. 93 that time for Chandler. A low batting average on the year for Baylor. A .182. .357 on base percentage, though. He's been drawing some walks and has shown flashes of power, although the power number is not outstanding. 6 home runs for him on the full season. He awaits the 0-2. Chandler tosses home, and the pitch is strike 3 called on the outside corner. Bubba Chandler gets the leadoff man. And let's meet the Marauders defense behind him. In the outfield, from left to right, it's Tres Gonzalez, Matt Gorski, Sergio Campagna. On the infield, Jack Brannigan at third base, Sung Che Chang at shortstop, Tamar Johnson at second base, Brendan Dixon playing first base, and Wyatt Hendry catching. Next to the plate, Eric Brito. Here's the pitch. Righty batter swings and bunts one third base side. Chandler barehands it, throws to first off balance. Throw is not quite in time. Brito beats it out. A bunt single. With the way things were unfolding and developing there, Chandler picking that ball up halfway up the third baseline really didn't look like he had much of a chance at all of getting Brito, but Chandler just using that astounding athleticism, making it a close play. So Chandler will pitch from the stretch for the first time tonight. Caleb Ricketts, big left-handed hitting catcher, stands in, first pitch, taking low and inside. Respectable numbers for Ricketts in 20 games with Clearwater. .267 batting average, .755 OPS, 3 home runs already, and 10 runs batted in. Runner on first, one gone. Chandler brings one home. Ricketts swings and grounds one. Backhanded by Dixon at first base. Steps on the bag for one. Throw to second. Not in time. Brito is safe on the reverse double play attempt. Well, good job by Brendan Dixon to grab that hard smash off the bat to the backhand side. 100.5 off the bat of Caleb Ricketts on that ground ball. So scored simply a 3 unassisted putout. Advancing Eric Brito to second base. So the Threshers a man in scoring position, but with 2 outs. That'll bring up Chad Castillo. No score in the game here in the first inning. Bubba Chandler trying to keep it that way. Here's the offering. Swing and a miss by Castillo. 95 on the heater from Chandler. Chad Castillo, 9th round draft pick by the Phillies this year out of Cal Baptist. Chandler, long glance at second base. Here's the 0-1. There's a swing and a ball foul back. Look out, the bat goes flying down the first baseline. Well, the bat thankfully lands on the warning track, still on the field of play, not going anywhere near any fans. Thresher's first base coach also well out of harm's way. So Chad Castillo somehow, some way makes contact, but still the bat goes flying. Castillo, a wry smile on his face as he gets that lumber back from his first base coach. 0-2 from Chandler to Chad Castillo. 462 slugging percentage for Castillo in his first 21 games with Clearwater. Deep crouching left-handed stance now. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. And down he goes. Strike three. The Threshers leave a man stranded in scoring position. No score through one here at BayCare Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Back at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, middle third of the order coming up for the Marauders here in the second inning of a scoreless game, and this is the opener of a six-game series. Jack Brannigan leads off, and first pitch by Stevenson Jimenez, swung on, fouled away by Brannigan, 0-1 the count. Deep slump for Brannigan over his last few weeks of play. 5 for his last 49, stretching over his last 13 games. Checks his swing on a next pitch fastball, a little bit high. Recent slump has dropped that batting average down below the Mendoza line to 195. Still showing the power, though. 1-1. Swings and fouls one off the catcher's mask. This gets over the screen all the way behind home plate. And a man sitting down the front row right behind the screen turns around, makes the catch. The windup, the 1-2. Brannigan takes one in the dirt. Bubba Chandler tosses a scoreless bottom of the first, working around a one-out bunt single. Jimenez, this right-hander for the Threshers, meanwhile, went 3 up and 3 down in his half. 2-2. Brannigan swings early at a breaking ball and misses. Third strikeout of the night already for Jimenez. Marauders still looking for their first base runner. Well, a hearty welcome back to this man right here, Rodolfo Nolasco, who had about a 5-6 week stay on the injured list. Good to have his powerful bat back in the order. Rind up and the pitch by the right-hander. And Nolasco takes a first pitch high, a ball. 239 batting average for Nolasco. 11 home runs. 46 runs batted in. The 1-0. Swing and a miss early on it. Well, it was really a shame that Nolasco went down at the time that he did. He had been red hot the time he hit the injured list. Here comes the 1-1. He swings and pulls one on the ground. Foul, third baseline. Right when Nolasco hit the injured list, he had an OPS of over 1,300. And he'd collected 15 runs batted in during that 13-game stretch. So 1,300 OPS over his last Baker's dozen worth of games before hitting the IL. Trying to pick up where he left off. The 1-2 in the dirt. Relatively easy take. Right-handed slugger, 20 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Alaska will be celebrating his 21st birthday a little bit later this month. Here comes Jimenez with a 2-2. Alaska swings through a fastball and misses strike three. Four consecutive strikeouts for Esty Benson Jimenez. Jimenez with that punch out already matches his total from last week in his single-A debut over four innings. We're in the top of the second here in Clearwater. Scoreless game as Wyatt Henry steps up next. The offering. Henry lays off low. Jimenez, relatively fast worker. He brings the 1-0, and Henry takes a tad outside. Fastball still sitting in the low 90s for Jimenez. Here's his 2-0 offering. Henry lifts his arms up and out of the way, and it misses in tight, 3-0. Some brilliant numbers down the Florida Complex League this season for Jimenez. We'll get to those in a moment. 3-0 on its way. Henry takes a strike outside corner. Pitching mostly on the bullpen of the FCL, Jimenez put up a 2.29 ERA, 1.10 whip, 37 strikeouts over 35 and a third innings, 3-1. Henry looks at strike two outside corner. Marauders trying to put a ball in play this inning. Two outs with nobody aboard. Here comes the payoff from the righty. Henry takes it low and outside. Awfully close, but Henry works ball four, and the Marauders have their first man aboard tonight.
Having seventh for the Marauders, left fielder, number 27, Tress Gonzalez.
Now Tress Gonzalez, still very consistently putting the ball in play. He's reached base safely in 18 of his last 19 games. And in 20 total games with Bradenton, he has hit safely in all but four of them. Lefty hitter gets the first pitch, takes low. Meanwhile, out in Jupiter, fourth place Lakeland Flying Tigers still in the postseason chase. Flying Tigers and Jupiter scoreless, top two. The 1-0. Fastball nearly paints the black on the outside corner, just misses. First place Dunedin and Palm Beach, first place team of the East Division. They're only at the bottom of the first inning. Neither team has scored just yet, 15 minutes down the road. The 2-0. Gonzalez swings, gets a piece, and fouls it off to the left. Sun shining here at Baycare Ballpark. Shade over the majority of the infield, though. Cast over the diamond by the press box structure. 2-1 pitch. Gonzalez lays off one in the dirt. Ricketts scoops it out. Runner going late for second base. That's Henry, and he slides in safely with no throw. Wide Henry, a little delayed steal there on a pitch in the dirt. Timed up the throw from the catcher. Ricketts back to the pitcher perfectly. Took off, and the right-hander Jimenez didn't notice in time and just held on to the ball. So give Wyatt Henry a stolen base, his sixth of the season. Tress Gonzalez, count 3-1. Here comes the pitch. Gonzalez swings and chops one up the middle. Second baseman Baylor can't make it cleanly on the backhand. He bobbles it. It knocked down closely to him, though, so Wyatt Henry has to stay put on third base. Well, that miscue could cost the Threshers here. As the Marauders extend the inning, Jamari Baylor couldn't look that ball into his glove cleanly on the backhand. And not surprisingly, they're going to charge Jamari Baylor with a fielding error there, his 16th of the season. Let's see if the Marauders can take advantage of the two-out walk and the E4. Sergio Campagna to the plate. Knocked a couple of long balls into the bullpen in left field during batting practice today. Righty on righty, here's the pitch. Campagna takes a fastball strike. Campagna over his last five games is batting .412. Here's the set by Jimenez. And the 0-1, Campagna lays off a pitch low. Still the strikeout numbers, very prominent for Campagna. He has the third highest strikeout total among Florida State League hitters this year. First and third, two outs, trying to deliver. Pick off to first by Jimenez, back in safely, diving. Gonzalez. In their previous series, the Marauders saw the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles score first in each of the six games of the series at home. Marauders trying to reverse that troubling trend. Here comes the 1-1. Campagna swings and misses. Out in front of a breaking ball. Wyatt Hendry perched on third base. He walked, stole second. Took third on an error. Tres Gonzalez on first. He reached on that error. The 1-2. Campagna takes strike three outside corner. The Marauders leave runners stranded on the corners. Go to the bottom of the second here in Clearwater. Still no score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Move to the bottom of the second inning at Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the Threshers lineup. Dakota Kotowski will be a man to lead off. Well-built right-handed hitter, 6'5", 245 pounds. Bubba Chandler misses high with the first pitch fastball. For those just joining, no score yet. Bubba Chandler working around a one-out bunt single in a scoreless first inning. The 1-0 pitch swung on, fouled back. Dakota Kotowski, Illinois native from the small town of Shanahan. Illinois natives, please forgive me if I butchered that in any way. 1-1 pitch is off the outside corner. Strike two. Kotowski attended Missouri State. Signed with the Phillies this summer as an undrafted free agent. Hit 24 home runs for Missouri State this past spring. The 1-2 on its way from Chandler. Swinging a ball, crunched. Deep left center field. Way, way back. And way, way out of here onto the grass berm. Speaking of home runs. Dakota Kotowski. His first home run in single A. And the Threshers draw an early 1-0 lead. .110, the exit velo off the bat on the Kotowski home run.
This minute hitter, Jordan Byers.
An impressive shot. Any way you slice it, Bubba Chandler gives up just his third home run at single A. Just his third home run allowed in his career. Here's Jordan Byers, left-handed hitter, swings tentatively through first pitch. Mistake pitch by Chandler, whacked out of here to left center for a solo homer. Threshers in early lead as Chandler misses his mark and sails one high and inside. Count 1-1 on Jordan Byers. Baseball America has this left-handed hitter as the Phillies' number 12 prospect in the system. Long blonde hair visible underneath his red batting helmet. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball finds the upper reaches of the zone. Strike two called. Threshers lead 1-0 on a Dakota Kotowski solo blast. Here's the 1-2. Viers swings and misses. He's gone. Bubba Chandler gets a swing and miss on what appeared to be a changeup.
Batting seventh for the Thrashers, third baseman number 50, Otto Kemp.
Now here is Otto Kemp. Another undrafted free agent signing for the Phillies. It was on this Threshers roster. Kemp, right-handed hitter, takes a first-pitch slider a tad outside. Kemp is from Southern California. Fullerton, his hometown. Signed earlier this summer, attended Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. Next one, cut on a missed. Fooled badly on the off-speed. 1-1 on Kemp. Where's the blue number 50 on the back of his red jersey? 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball blown by him at 95. Kemp is playing in just his ninth game at single A. Calls time, steps out of the box, takes a slow practice swing. In those eight games, not a whole lot going on yet. Three for his first 28 at the plate with only one run batted in. Here's the 1-2 from Chandler. Check swing, and did he go? Yes, he did, says Garrett Griffin down the first baseline. Kemp can't believe it. Bubba Chandler racks up back-to-back strikeouts following the home run. Nice recovery here. And that's going to bring up the Maryland product, Troy Schreffler. Two outs, nobody aboard. 1-0 Threshers lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch to Schreffler, swung on, fouled back. Game of strikeouts so far by both starting pitchers. 4 for Chandler, 5 by Esty Benson Jimenez, the Threshers starter. Over the head with his hands. And the 0-1 from Bubba. Check swung, a bouncing ball foul over toward the odd deck circle where Cade Fergus waits his turn. Opening game of a six-gamer here to close out the 2022 regular season. The Marauders with a chance at playoffs. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Troy Schreffler down on strikes. Bubba Chandler recovers from the home run ball and strikes out three in a row. But the Threshers have a 1-0 lead as we head to the third inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Here's Brendan Dixon to get the Marauders started in the visitors' half of the third inning. Glad to have you back with us on this Tuesday. Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater. First pitch to Dixon. Swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. 0-1 the count to the Marauders' number 9 batter. Threshers leading 1-0 on a solo homer by Dakota Katowski, leading off the second by Bubba Chandler, who recovered nicely. Struck out the next three men in a row. 0-1, Dixon takes strike 2 as the fastball from Jimenez pops the mitt of Ricketts. Brendan Dixon hitting .213 on the season, but with a .342 OBP. 0-2, swinging the ball, popped him up, first base side, out of play. Dixon was chatting there with plate umpire Nelson Fraley. Wonder if he was maybe asking if that Pitch was in the strike zone and would have been ruled a strike had he taken. The answer, I'm sure, was yes. Looking at our live tracker, that pitch with some room to spare at the bottom of the zone. 0-2. Swing and a pop-up first base side. This one should be playable. Foul territory. First baseman Castillo in and makes the routine one-handed catch for the first out. And Dixon turning around and talking to Fraley as he walks away. And Dixon hand outstretched, palm pointing skyward. He looks frustrated about something. Not sure if there was a strike call he disagreed with, but automated balls and strikes tonight. Really not much you can argue with. Back to the top of the order with Sung Che Chang. First offering, Chang bunts and pushes it foul third base line. Two base runners for the Marauders so far, both coming in the second inning. Two out walk to Wyatt Hendry, and Tres Gonzalez reached on a fielding error, both left stranded. 0-1. Chang swings and swats one in the air down the left field line. This is headed toward the seats. Rattles around an empty section. Phillies colors all over this ballpark, which opened back in 2004. This ballpark has had many different corporate names over the years. BayCare Ballpark, what it's been known as since the beginning of last season. 0-2, swinging a fly ball center field and deep. Fergus on the run, back, makes the catch shoulder high. That ball abruptly died on it. That wind blowing in from left field may have had an effect on that hard hit ball by Chang. He's retired, two outs here in the third. BayCare Ballpark, previously Bright House Field, previously a handful of other names. Whatever name it goes by, though, this has always been one of the more favored ballparks among broadcasters in the FSL. Here's a swing and a miss by Matt Gorski. Nice, roomy, spacious broadcast booth, air conditioning, and nice modern layout. 0-1 pitch, swung on and popped way up over the center of the infield, near the mound. Third baseman Kemp moves in, he wants it, makes the catch. The Marauders go in order here in the third inning. On to the bottom half, Bradenton trailing 1-0 here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the order, then the very top, coming up against Bubba Chandler here in Clearwater in the third inning. A 1-0 Threshers lead over the Marauders. Solo homer by Dakota Katowski in the top of the second, bottom of the second rather. Chandler winds up and deals, and the first pitch fastball misses high to Cade Fergus. I believe I just heard Fergalicious play over the stadium sound system. That's all too easy of a walk-up selection for him. A 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Well, to be fair, I'd expect that song selection more from a visiting ballpark, opposing ballpark against Cade Fergus. 26 games for Cade at single A, hitting 163, but with three home runs, 10 runs batted in. The 1-1, he takes just below the knees, not missing by much. Partly cloudy skies overhead. Sun shining on the outfield. Most of the infield shaded at this point in the evening. 2-1. Swung on. Lifted to left field straight away. Gonzalez started back. Now coming in. And makes the shoestring catch on the run inward. Nice recovery there by Tres Gonzalez, who at first seemed to misjudge the ball. Had to come hustling back in. That athleticism and speed out there. Able to cover up the slight mistake. No harm done. Fergus flies out. One gone. Top of the order again with Jamari Baylor. Down on strikes his first time. Wide stance from the right side. Here's the pitch. He swings and ropes one right to short. And Sung Jae Chang makes the catch over his shoe-tops. Two very quick outs there. The Threshers in their half of the inning. As is the case with most rosters around the Florida State League. A lot of new faces here in this Threshers roster. Pitch low and outside for a ball. Marauders visited this ballpark almost 2 months ago now, coming out of the All-Star break. Threshers took 2 of 3 on the brief weekend series. Here's the 1-0. Brito takes a knee-high strike. Nicely spotted fastball, 96 miles per hour. Threshers with a 1-0 lead on a potent swing in the bat by Dakota Kotowski. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Brito in front of it. The Phillies signed Brito out of Venezuela in November of 2018. This is his single-A debut season. 54 games in the Complex League last year. He raked. 1-2. Way outside. Tried to blow him away on the fastball. Too far away. Chandler already working on 5 strikeouts through 2 2/3 innings. 2 shy of his career high. Over the head with the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Brito swings and lifts it deep to left field. Gonzalez on the run. He is back and over toward the line. Makes the catch on the glide. And the inning is over. Bubba Chandler retires the side in order here in the third. We cruise right along to the fourth here in Clearwater. Threshers lead the Marauders 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Marauders looking to punch back offensively here in the fourth inning in Clearwater, trailing 1-0 behind the Clearwater Threshers. Tamar Johnson leads the way, swings and misses, and loses his elbow guard in the process. That black elbow guard, Velcro, coming loose on it. Tamar calls time. Late umpire Nelson Fraley kindly gives him a moment to restrap that onto his right elbow. Where's the elbow guard? Where's the black shin guard on the lower right leg? Right-hander Jimenez with the 0-1 toss. And Johnson looks at a fastball strike, too. Jimenez very consistently in the strike zone. Already has 5 strikeouts. Those all coming in his first 2 innings. 0-2 to Johnson. Swing and a miss, and he is down on strikes for the second time tonight. Yeah. Sixth strikeout of the evening for Esty Benson Jimenez. He is already one shy of his career high. He struck out seven on multiple occasions in his brief professional career. Jack Brannigan trying to put something in play. The pitch, she swings tentatively and misses. Marauders hitters' timing are just completely off up and down the lineup here. Jimenez bringing crafty stuff. Mixing the pitch as well. Here comes the 0-1. Brannigan swings and foul. Tips one into the mitt. Behind 0-2. Brannigan 5 for his last 50 at the plate. Now there has been some bad luck mixed in there. He's hit a few balls hard all over the place and gotten unlucky and had them hit right at defenders. Trying to get back into a groove though and get some hits to fall. Here's the 0-2. It is upstairs. One out with nobody on. Jimenez gently rocks and tosses. The 1-2 pitch swung on, popped up. First base side, headed out of the ballpark. Not a bad Tuesday night crowd here at BayCare Ballpark. Left center field grass berm, a buzz with activity. 1-2 pitch at the knee, strike three. Brannigan didn't care for it. Walks away shaking his head to himself. And there's strikeout number 7, matching the career high for Esty Benson Jimenez. There's been one constant for the Marauders lately. Might make a case for yourself that it's been the hitting. Just not there yet tonight. And Rodolfo Nolasco chops one softly, third base side. Kemp fields it, throws to first, and it pulls the first baseman Castillo off the bag. Nolasco is safe. So a soft chopper up the third base line produces a base runner for the Marauders. Question is, error or hit? I would imagine a base hit. We'll see how the official scorer says. And Nolasco has been awarded a single, so that is the first hit of the night for Bradenton. Now Wyatt Hendry trying to help produce a run. The pitch. Hendry takes low inside, lunging out of the way of his body, keeping his feet set. Clouds covering the sun, which sets on the third base side of the park here in Clearwater. Generous lead off first by Nolasco. Here's the pitch. He's not going. And Hendry takes a slider inside. Hendry worked the count full and drew a two-out walk in his first plate appearance. Jimenez checks the runner, comes home. Swinging a bouncing ball, pulled to third. Backhanded by Kemp. Toss across to first base, on target this time, and retires Hendry. Three away, three outs. The Marauders leave Nolasco stranded on first. Through three and a half here at Clearwater, Threshers lead one zip. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Threshers catcher and California native Caleb Ricketts leads off the home half of the fourth inning. Here at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, Bubba Chandler Back to work on the hill, winds up and tosses, and Ricketts takes a strike on the inside corner. Looked like a cutter there from Bubba. 1-0 Clearwater in front, thanks to a solo homer in the second inning by Dakota Katowski. Lefty hitter Ricketts gets the 0-1, swings and pops it up this way, over the roof, and out toward the parking lot. Large, sprawling parking lot outside this ballpark here in Clearwater. Very suburban setting. Got a floor and decor store right next door, and the Buffalo Wild Wings nearby as well. Here's a swing and a bouncing ball behind first base. Fair ball picked up by Brendan Dixon. He fields cleanly, flips to Chandler covering in time. Runner's a good job making the play. One guy. And, of course, one of the bigger, more noticeable features here in Clearwater, Highway 19. Runs parallel to the right field wall, very close to the ballpark. So that a left-handed batter gets a hold of one. Chad Castillo swings and fouls one back. Left-handed hitter could presumably come reasonably close to hitting the highway with a home run. Not sure if anybody ever has here. The windup. And the 0-1 from Chandler. Swing and a miss. Castillo behind the 96-mile-per-hour heater. Bubba Chandler has struck out 5 tonight. And he has retired his last 7 in a row. Ahead 0-2. Windup. Offering. Pitch. Taken just outside off the corner. Sharp eye there by Castillo. Strikeout victim his first time. Castillo bringing in that .462 slugging percentage over his first 21 games in single A. The 1-2. Taken high. Opener of a 6-game series. Do or die this week for the Marauders, trailing the Denny and Blue Jays by 2 games for first place in the West Division. 2-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Castillo. Number 6 in the night for Bubba Chandler.
Right fielder,
his second highest career total. And 8 in a row set down. That's also 10 of the last 11 retired by Chandler. Bases empty, 2 outs. Threshers leading 1-0, bottom of the 4th. First pitch to Katowski is ripped out and missed. 0-1 the count. The game's only run is off this man's bat. First single-A home run destroyed out onto the berm in left center field. The 0-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Had him waving in front of a slider. Chandler, quick little journey on the back slope of the mound. Hones in on Wyatt Henry's signal. Here he comes. The windup and the 0-2 pitch taken low. Illinois native, 6'5", 245 pounds. A lot of power as we saw that first time up tonight. Chandler offers up the 1-2 pitch, and it swung on, bounced to short. Chang waits back on it, fields a chest-high bounce, throw to first is in time to get Katowski, and the inning is over. That is 9 in a row set down by Bubba Chandler. We head to the 5th inning, still 1-0 Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater, where the beginning of the top of the fifth inning was delayed slightly. Plate umpire Nelson Fraley's looking around to somebody in the booth to turn the stadium lights on. Nobody appears to be responding yet, though. So leading off for the Marauders here in the fifth will be Tres Gonzalez. First pitch taking inside. It's a ball. Fraley just looking around, puzzled, but staying level-headed about it. Just kind of shakes his head and smiles to himself. So keep playing for now. Next pitch to Gonzalez. Is a high strike. Clearwater 1, Bradenton nothing. Solo shot by Dakota Kotowski, the difference maker in this game. Right-hander Jimenez tosses the 1-1. Gonzalez swings and shoots one to left field. Toward the corner, left fielder Schreffler moving back and makes the catch well shy of the warning track. Gonzalez retired, one out. An impressive pitching duel so far tonight. Bubba Chandler just one run allowed through four innings. He has struck out six. Esty Benson Jimenez has struck out seven through now four and a third innings. Here come the lights. First pitch of Sergio Campagna skips in the dirt, a ball. Stadium lights are on now as that shade continues to cover right field and almost all the playing surface shrouded in shade at the moment. The 1-0, Campagna swings early and misses by a wide margin. Wispy white clouds hanging all around the ballpark. Those are contributing to the darkening conditions. 1-1, Campagna takes a look at strike two over the outside half. Bradenton just one hit through their first four innings. The 1-2, Campagna takes a close one high and outside. That lone hit for the Marauders, an infield single by Rodolfo Nolasco, and a soft chopper, third base side. The 2-2. High and tight, Campagna leads away. 3-2 the count. Campagna, as the season has gone on, has gotten better and working deeper counts. Jimenez winds up. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, pulled hard to third. Kemp sits back on it, fields cleanly. Overhand toss to first is in time. Two outs here in the visitors' half of the fifth inning. Well, it's been a few innings now since we last checked the out-of-town scoreboard. Good news between Daytona and Tampa. Tortugas have taken a 3-0 lead over the Tampa Tarpons. Top of the fifth inning of a game that's a continued game of a suspension from earlier this summer. Brennan Dixon looks at a strike outside corner. Slightly bad news, still early on, but Dunedin creeping out to a 1-0 lead over Palm Beach in the top of the third inning. 0-1, Dixon swings wildly and foul tips one into the mitt. Another bit of good news, Jupiter leading Lakeland 2-0 top of the fourth inning. 0-2 pitch. Dixon checks his swing and a pitch low and away, and he went around, says Nelson Fraley, plate umpire making the call himself. Inning is over quickly and quietly for the Marauders. Heading to the bottom of the fifth, still 1-0 Threshers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them.
with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
But Chandler's through four solid innings. Only one mistake pitch leading to a home run. Jordan Byers leads off the bottom of the fifth for Clearwater. Swings and lines one. A base hit to right center field. Just off the tip of the glove of the leaping Tamar Johnson at second base. It's a ringing single off the bat by Jordan Byers. Exit velo of 98.4 off the bat. And the Clearwater Threshers have leadoff man aboard in an inning for the first time tonight. Chandler's done a very good job at eliminating the leadoff man. Base hit there, and a string of nine in a row retired by the right-hander. Here's Otto Kemp. Pitch too high. Solo home run by Dakota Kotowski. Out to left center field, back in the second inning. That remains the game's only run. Jordan Byers creeping off first base. Dixon holds him on. The 1-0. Swung on and fouled it back. So as we're giving you those looks at the scoreboard, last half inning. Maybe some newcomers just new to the broadcast, new to the postseason situation here in the West Division. Something's up for you briefly in just a minute here. 1-1 on Kemp. Pitch number three. Breaking ball misses high. The Marauders currently in second place. Two games behind first place the Dunedin Blue Jays. So the Marauders would like for the Blue Jays to lose. They are currently leading Palm Beach 1-0 in the third inning. Marauders would also like the Tampa Tarpons, third-place team, and the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the fourth-place team, also close by. They both need to lose to help out Bradenton. 2-1. This is high, and Chandler falls behind 3-1. He has not fallen behind many hitters tonight. Pick off to first base, and the Marauders almost caught Jordan Byers leaning. Almost got him. Chandler checking out where his defenders are positioned behind him. Righty-on-righty matchup. Here's the 3-1. Swinging a ground ball, base hit into right field. Sergio Campagna comes up with it cleanly. Byers wants three. Throw toward third. Cut off by Chang, who thinks about throwing behind the runner to second base, but Byers scampers back in time. And so back-to-back singles opening up the fifth inning for Clearwater. That brings up Troy Schreffler. Pennsylvania native drafted by the Phillies. 15th round pick this year out of Maryland. Harrisburg, probably about a two-hour drive or so west of Philadelphia. First and second with nobody out for the Threshers. Here's the pitch to Schreffler. That's way outside. Try saying that five times fast. Schreffler the Thresher. Jordan Byers on second base. Otto Kemp on first. Chandler looks back at second base, the lead runner. Here comes the 1-0. That skips in the dirt. Hendry picks it out of the dirt. Well done to keep the runners in place. 23 games played at single A for Schreffler, hitting 200. One home run, nine RBI. And Wyatt Hendry will go out for a chat with Bubba Chandler. Schreffler, one of a couple of guys who came straight to Clearwater to begin his professional career, as in straight to the Threshers roster, not even any playing time in the Florida Complex League. Straight to the Threshers after getting onboarded to the organization. Marauders infield joining the conversation on the mound as well here. Never know what you'll find on a college baseball player's bio page online. And for Troy Schreffler, his University of Maryland bio page says that he can play the cello. It's one of his hidden talents. I wonder if he would serenade the fans here with a rendition of the National Anthem pregame one of these days. Here's the 2-0. Treffler swings and scorches it deep right field. On the run, Campagna back, reaches up, and it's off his glove. He can't make the catch. Campagna recovers, throws to the cutoff man Johnson near second base, and the Threshers play station to station. Everybody advances one base, and the bases are now loaded with nobody out. Hard hit ball by Troy Treffler goes for extra would have gone for extra bases. And bases in front of him not been occupied. And the only reason that the runners didn't advance further is they had to make sure that ball didn't get caught by Campagna. Cade Fergus to the plate. Three straight singles for Clearwater. Here's the pitch by Chandler. Swinging a line drive. Base hit to left field. That scores Byers. Kemp is getting given the stop sign at third base. So one base of advance each for every base runner. Now a 2-0 Clearwater lead, and they just keep on coming. Four consecutive hits here in the fifth inning for the Threshers. And quickly we're going to see some action in the Marauders' bullpen. Looks like Wilkin Ramos starting to throw. Clearwater's bullpen also getting active at the same time. Back to the top of the order with Jamari Baylor. Here's the pitch from Chandler. Swing and a miss as Baylor chases a breaking ball in the dirt. Baylor, about two-thirds of the way through the swing, realizes his mistake and looked like he was dragging his bat through molasses. Runner on every base with still nobody out. Clearwater leading 2-0. Yo, one. Baylor looks at strike two on a breaking ball. Outside corner. Chandler can go just about anywhere here on Jamari Baylor. He kicks his leg. The 0-2. Fastball up and away. Tried to get him to go after it. Did not. Ground ball to the infield here would be ideal. Chandler looks in for the signal. Glove up against his chest. Now hands together at the belt. The 1-2. Baylor takes one low and inside. Almost clipped his kneecap. Didn't move a muscle, though. Right-hander ready again. And the 2-2 to Baylor. He takes way outside ball three. So from 0-2 to 3-2. One run already home. Bases loaded, none out. Chandler looking for an important first out here in the fifth inning. Here's the 3-2, and Baylor takes a bouncer in the dirt. Ball four. That forces home a run, and now it's 3-0, Threshers lead. Still nobody out. Here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the Marauders' dugout. And it looks like that's going to be it. All too suddenly for Chandler, this game went topsy-turvy on him. He retired his last 9 straight batters and appears to be done for the evening. As Johnston sets foot on the mound here, asks for the baseball. Chandler bumps fists with his teammates and leaves the field. Wilkin Ramos coming on in relief. He'll inherit bases loaded, nobody out. 3-0 Clearwater in front here in the fifth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Wilkin Ramos on a pitch in relief of Bubba Chandler here in the fifth inning. Clearwater loading the bases, nobody out. They have already plated two runs here in the frame. And Wilkin Ramos, a man who really has not done that well in terms of stranding inherited base runners. Here he faces Eric Brito, 1-for-2 with a bunt single. Ramos has stranded just 40% of inherited runners this year, 6-of-15. Corners playing up, middle infielders playing back. Here's the pitch. Brito swings and chops one foul over toward Caleb Ricketts in the on-deck circle. Bo Chandler went through a string of 9 in a row retired following the Dakota Katowski solo homer in the second inning. And then 4 straight singles and a bases loaded walk here in the inning. 0-1 pitch swung on, popped up, first base side, out of play. Positive signs early on here from Wilkin Ramos, who's been one of the Marauders' more trustworthy relievers this season. Since the beginning of July, 18 appearances, 2.16 ERA. 1-2, 0-2 rather. Chop back toward the mound. This one kicks foul. Probably for the better for the Marauders. That ball chopped high off the dirt in front of home plate and went about 50 feet into the air. Would have taken the Marauders a long time to wait for that ball to come down if it had stayed fair. Bubba Chandler responsible for all 3 base runners here. They're full with nobody out. Ramos kicks, fires, 0-2, swinging a dribbler foul, third base side. With his late summer success, Ramos lowering that ERA down below 4, 3.94 with the ERA, 1.63 whip on the season. A lot of ground ball outs for Ramos. He'd love one here. He takes a breath, the 0-2 again. Breaking ball, got him looking, strike 3. Eric Brito frozen on a wicked slider and a much-needed first out for the Marauders defensively. Have to deal with Caleb Ricketts now. He's grounded out to Brendan Dixon each of his first 2 trips. Ground ball over the first baseman. Both of those were relatively hard-hit balls. Bases full, 1 gone. Pitch to Ricketts. Fastball high and outside. Marauders trying to help out their own cause with some wins here this week. Trailing first place Dunedin by 2 games in the standings. Here's a 1-0. Swinging a drive down the left field line. This one slicing foul. Speaking of Dunedin, good news for Marauders fans. Palm Beach has taken a 2-1 lead over the Blue Jays in the top of the fourth inning. Again, that game taking place over at TD Ballpark in Dunedin. Just about 15 minutes worth of a drive from this ballpark. 1-1. Swing and a ball fouled off of Wyatt Hendry. Might have gotten in between the legs somewhere. So he's doubled over in discomfort. Stands up, but he's going to try and walk it off. Nelson Fraley helping stall for Hendry. Wilkin Ramos has Caleb Ricketts where he wants him, behind in the count, 1-2. Ramos on Thursday registered a season-high 5 strikeouts in 3 innings of work. Is 1-2 way outside. A Marauders bullpen that over the past 2 series got heavily worked by some talented lineups by Fort Myers and Dunedin. Bubba Chandler pitching into the 5th inning tonight, needing some help. Here comes the 2-2 from Ramos. Swinging a bouncing ball to short. Chang grabs it. Goes to Johnson for 1. Johnson to first. He turned the double play. 6-4-3. The inning is over. Johnson gets leveled with a takeout slide at 2nd. And he is hopping around, but he's going to go jogging back to the dugout. Hopefully he's okay. Double play ends the inning, but 2 runs score for Clearwater. They lead 3-0 after 5 here at BayCare Ballpark. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them.
And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
New pitcher for Clearwater as we move to the sixth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. Right-hander Josh Bortka, native of Kansas City, Missouri. He'll take over in relief for Estebanson Jimenez, and maybe for the better for Bradenton, as bats just could not catch up with Jimenez all night long. Threshers lead this game 3-0. Jimenez finishes 5 scoreless innings, 1 hit allowed, an infield single. Walked one and established a new career high with 8 strikeouts. Top of the order here for the Marauders in the sixth. Trying to punch back on the scoreboard, Sungjae Chang leads off. He is 0-2 to begin the night. The pitch by Bortka, low and inside, and that gets Chang in the leg. It looked like from this angle, slightly off the first base side, that clipped off the mitt, but evidently got part of Chang's leg. So he went dancing all the way, trying to dodge it. Lead off hit by pitch. The Marauders get a base runner here. Base runners hard to come by for Bradenton to this point. And in fact, only 3 base runners through their first 5 innings of the plate. Matt Gorski up next. Bortka, slide step, pitch home, swung on, driven high in the air, right center field. Looks playable for the center fielder, Fergus, moving to his left. Long strides, makes the catch. Chang bluffing a tag up off of first base. And a strong throw to second on a bounce from right center. Keeps Chang right there. Matt Gorski not afraid to go after a first pitch that he likes. And unfortunately, that one doesn't go his way. Here's Tamar Johnson down on strikes each of his first 2 trips tonight. Left-handed batter from Atlanta, draping the bat over his shoulder, waiting. Bortka tosses home, and Johnson takes a bit inside. Right-hander dangles his right arm loosely by his side. Now the hands together. 1-0. Johnson lays off upstairs. Time called. Catcher Ricketts jogging out to the mound for a visit. Phillies drafted Bortka in the 16th round this year out of Central Missouri. Began his professional career as many college draftees do down the Florida Complex League. For the FCL Phillies, just 2 total innings, no runs allowed. This is only his 3rd single-A appearance. He has 1 walk, 5 strikeouts in 2 innings. He's ready on the mound. The 2-0 offering. Johnson looks at a fastball upstairs, ball 3. That was close. But much as is the case with Sungjae Chang before him, Tamar Johnson, not a big strike zone for opposing pitchers to work with. Listed at 5'7". The 3-0, and Bortka misses wide, ball 4. Marauders down with 2 men under the base paths.
Jack
That puts Tremar Johnson out of the base paths for his sixth time in his last seven games. Jack Brannigan trying to punch through that slump he's been in with runners on first and second, one away. He's the tying run at the plate. Bortka looks at second. Cheng dancing around the pitch. High and inside. Brushed Brannigan back. Sun setting off of the third base side. Peach-colored clouds and streaks up in the sky beyond right field and center field. Bortka with the 1-0 pitch. Brannigan a swing and a miss. A little three-quarter swing as he tried to hold up on the slider outside. He couldn't. Here at the top of the sixth inning, both teams' bullpens have already entered the game. Threshers clinging on to a 3-0 lead. The Marauders trying to fight back. Here comes the 1-1. Brannigan swings and misses. Strike two. Brannigan down on strikes twice already tonight. And he has a two-strike count on him. Here is third go-round. Now the right-hander sets with his hands together right above the belt buckle. The 1-2 pitch. Brannigan swings and grounds one left side. Through into left field for a base hit. Chang being waved home. Left fielder Schreffler gunning it home. Cut off by the shortstop. Now Brito trying to run down Johnson, who slides in safely to second base. Oh, the Marauders catch a break there. Shortstop Brito was chasing down Tamar Johnson in a rundown between third and second. Johnson dove back into second base head first in the back of the bag, and the throw from Brito to Baylor, the second baseman, a little bit too high, so that took extra time for Baylor to swipe the tag onto Johnson. And so everybody's safe on the play. The Marauders have their first run home on the RBI single by Brannigan. Timeout called. Here comes the Threshers pitching coach Vic Diaz. Jack Brannigan comes through with a ground ball RBI single to left field. The tying run now on first base for the Marauders, and the go-ahead run coming to the plate in Rodolfo Nolasco. Vic Diaz shares his words of wisdom with Josh Bortka. Kansas City native, last name spelled B-O-R-T-K-A, Bortka. Johnson on second base, Brannigan on first. Sungche Cheng scoring on that last play. Here's Nolasco settling in. Bortka looks back at second several times. Here's the pitch. Nolasco swings and flies it foul behind home plate. Threshers are running the second. Two in the bottom of the fifth. Here in the top of the sixth, Bradenton getting back with one. Trying to keep it rolling. Right-hander pickoff to second base as Baylor hustles in toward the bag, receives a throw. The tag is too late. Johnson safe. Nolasco's infield single in the fourth inning. The Marauders only hit through their first five innings. Here's the 0-1. He takes low and outside. Nolasco on the Marauders opening night roster. Big power presence through the majority of the season. As mentioned earlier, missed about 5 or 6 weeks on the injured list here late in the summer. Activated in time for tonight's game. Here's the 1-1. Nolasco swings and fouls it off in the air. First base side. Despite his lengthy absence, Nolasco's 11 home runs still second most by any Marauders hitter all season, trailing only Jace Bowen, who was promoted last month to High A Greensboro. Bowen, as we mentioned earlier on the pregame show, homered for Greensboro, yes, or rather Sunday. Bortka head 1-2, pitched to Nolasco low and outside. He couldn't get him to go for the slider. Now the 6'5" tall right-hander, ready. Two men aboard, one away. He comes home with a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Nolasco chases one off the plate away. Strike three. Nolasco flails away at one. That's a big second out by Clearwater here in the sixth inning. Now Wyatt Hendry, who was putting some good strokes on some batting practice balls earlier today, get the opportunity with two aboard in a two-run game. Borka letting that right arm swing by his side as he leans in for the signal. Tan glove in front of his face as he gets the sign. Now ready, standing straight up. The pitch. Hendry takes a fastball outside. Wyatt Hendry with runners in scoring position this season, hitting 254. Awaiting a 1-0. Here it is from Bortka. Low and outside, went back to the slider. Tamar Johnson dancing back and forth off second base before every pitch. Jack Brannigan on first base. His RBI single put the Marauders on the board. He represents the tying run. 2-0. Hendry swings big and misses. Hendry's come through the clutch a couple of times lately, including a walk-off home run on Thursday night over Fort Myers. Two-run bomb to left field won that game for Bradenton. Final score of 8-7. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Hendry threw another one. Bortka finding some success with that slider to these right-handed batters. Getting Melasco to swing and one. Got Hendry to go after one outside the zone there. See if Bortka goes back to the slide piece here on 2-2 to Hendry. He sets. Pitch on its way. Hendry swings and drives one high in the air deep right center field. Fergus moving back. Moving back. And he makes the catch on the run, ending the inning. The Marauders strand a pair, but they bring a run home on the Jack Brannigan RBI single. 3-1 Clearwater, heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Marauders are now on the board here in Clearwater thanks to a Jack Brannigan RBI single. They still trail by two, though. The Threshers have a 3-1 advantage. Wilkin Ramos back to the mound in relief for Bradenton. Wind up and pitch to Chad Castillo. Swinging a bouncing ball left side of the infield. Backhanded by Chang. A high bounce. Throw to first. Sails it and pulls Brendan Dixon off the base. Safe at first base is Chad Castillo. Well, I wonder if that high bounce off the infield dirt had Chang thrown off timing-wise. He had to leap to come down with that chopped ball on the infield and throw to first base, pulling Dix out the bag. And we are waiting for the verdict here, hit or error. That's been ruled an error on Chang. Righty on righty, here's Dakota Katowski. The pitch, fastball in tight. Errors still an Achilles heel for Bradenton. Second highest error total among the 10 teams in the FSL. Next pitch, fastball, strike over the outside corner. Ramos is set. Fires home the 1-1. Swing and a miss through a fastball. Goes to 1-2 on Dakota Katowski. Solo homer in the second inning. Game's first run. Grounded to short in the fourth. Now the 1-2. Fastball low and outside. Ramos yanking it. Glove side miss by the right-hander. Ramos came on in relief last inning, the fifth, behind Bubba Chandler. 2-2. Swing and a foul tip off Vandry. He's okay. Immediately asks Nelson Fraley for a new ball. Those Dunedin Blue Jays continue to pester. They have just jumped back out in front of Palm Beach, 3-2. First place team in the division. Trying to build themselves some distance behind Bradenton and the rest of the pack. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swatted foul. Look out the Marauders dugout. Line drive. Push first base side. By Dakota Kotowski. Marauders players hitting the deck. Chad Castillo. Medium-sized leadoff at first. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a chopper up the middle. And this is backhanded by Johnson. Throw to Chang for one. He leaps over the runner to throw to first base. Bounces wildly. And a turn towards second here by Kotowski. The Marauders try to get the tag on him. But Brendan Dixon can't look the ball into his glove. That was a loony play. Backhanded up the middle by the second baseman Johnson. An awkward flea flicker to Chang, who nonetheless looked it into the glove and tiptoed onto the bank for the force play. But his throw to first, leaping over the runner, bounced wildly. Even if it had been on target, probably wouldn't have been in time to get Dakota Kotowski, who then took a couple of turns around first base, stopped, realizing that he'd be able to be tagged out, quickly retreated back to the base, and Brendan Dixon couldn't get the ball back in time. Here's Jordan Viers cutting through first pitch fastball. So that'll go down. The box score is a routine 4-6 putout. A whole lot more happened on that play than might meet the eye in the box score. Here's the 0-1 to Viers. Swinging the ball, fought off foul, left side. Look out below. Bounced off the press box off to our left and fell back down on top of the Threshers dugout. Runner on first, one gone. Jordan Viers rocketed a single his last time. He's 1-for-2. The 0-2, swing and a miss. He's gone. Wilkin Ramos, a nasty two-seam fastball, got him to chase it low and outside. And it's two outs for the Threshers.
Third baseman, Otto Kemp.
That'll bring up Otto Kemp. For the Daytona Tortugas, another update, 5-0. Tortugas lead, top of the seventh inning over the Tampa Tarpons. Pick up to first, and Kotowski dives in safely. Tarpons currently trail by the Marauders by just a half game. They are in third place. First pitch to Otto Kemp. Swung on, cracked back, grounder up the middle. Shortstop Chang Fields steps on second for the force play, and that ends the inning. We're through six now here in Clearwater. The Marauders trail by just two. It's 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Moving into the seventh inning here at Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater. Threshers move to the bullpen again. Daniel Harper, the right-hander from Kansas, will face Tres Gonzalez, Marauders left fielder. Right-hander facing the lefty batter. Harper brings one home and fires a fastball strike on his first offering out of the bullpen. Threshers 3, Marauders 1. Right in the heat of playoff chase, the Marauders 2 games out of first. Clearwater long since eliminated. 0-1, swung in a crack bat, soft roller towards second. Baylor charges, gloves it, throws to first quickly, and in time to get Tres Gonzalez on the 4-3 putout. Good job by Gonzalez exiting the batter's box quickly as he knew that ball may have gone for an infield single. Knew that he had a chance at it at least. Jamari Baylor, a good job though to charge it. Make that swift toss over to first. Here's Sergio Campagna. Strikeout looking at a ground out. The pitch. Fastball taken. A strike outside corner. One run, two hits for Bradenton. Three runs, six hits for Clearwater. The 0-1. Swinging at a ball fouled off. Daniel Harper, sixth single-A outing. 1.93 ERA. Opponents hitting 381 against him, though, in a small sample size. Next pitch just misses outside. In 4 2/3 total innings, Harper has allowed 8 hits. All of them have stayed in the ballpark, though. Here comes his 1-2. Campagna takes another one outside. Lakeland, meanwhile, has taken a 3-2 lead over Jupiter in the sixth inning. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Campagna down on strikes. All of a sudden, Bradenton running out of outs here. Two outs in the visitors' half of the seventh inning with the Marauders trailing by a pair. And here's Brendan Dixon, like most of his teammates, hitless, 0-2. There's two hits for the Marauders in this game as Harper fires and misses outside a ball. Daniel Harper, 6'4", 225 pounds. 17th round draft pick this year by the Phillies out of Kentucky. 1-0. Fastball, strike, outside corner. Harper comes from Merriam, Kansas. 23-year-old with a 1-1 pitch. And Dixon with a swing and a miss. First strike, two. Only hits tonight for Bradenton. Rodolfo Nolasco, an infield single. Jack Brannigan, an RBI single to left field. Dixon asks for time. Wipes the sweat from his forehead with his forearms. Settles back into the box. Here comes Harper with a 1-2, and Dixon takes one low and outside. It goes skipping to the backstop. So at the moment, two of the three other games involving FSL West foes not going the way the Marauders would prefer right now. 2-2 pitch. Dixon swings. It's a towering pop-up shallow right field. Right fielder Kotowski coming in, and the second baseman Baylor going out. He makes the over-the-shoulder catch, and Bradenton goes in order here in the seventh. It's time to stretch. Here at Baycare Ballpark, the Marauders trail 3-1 behind the Threshers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jake Sweeney, the southpaw from Northwest Indiana, with the lethal two-seamer. On in relief for the Marauders here in the seventh. He pitches to Troy Schreffler, who tries to bunt one and can't make contact on it. A little foul tip into Hendry's mitt. 0-1 the count. 8-9-1 the Clearwater order here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Threshers lead the Marauders 3-1. Schreffler 1-for-2 with a single. Windup. 0-1 from Sweeney. Swinging a line drive left center field. That's down for a hit. Two-hit night for Troy Schreffler, and the Threshers are positioning themselves to add on to their two-run lead.
Center fielder, Keith Fergus.
Jake Sweeney had a lengthy stay throughout the summer on the injured list for Bradenton. He has since come back and made a couple of appearances. And pitching almost exclusively out of the bullpen this season, 3.53 ERA for the tall lefty. Kate Fergus steps in and takes one inside, almost drilling him in the kneecaps. Threshers a run in the second, two in the fifth. Bradenton one lone run in the sixth inning. 1-0. Fastball. There, a strike. Sweeney is the second reliever of the night for Bradenton. Wilkin Ramos going two scoreless, doing a nice job. Pick out to first base, just a gentle toss. Checking in on Schreffler. He has stolen four bases in his many tries. Sky's darkening to a dull navy color. The 1-1 slide step, pitch in the dirt, blocked by Hendry. Schreffler not going anywhere. 1.37 whip for Sweeney on the season. Opponents batting only 217 off of him. Here's his 2-1. Too high to Fergus, three balls and a strike. Lefty-righty splits, just about even in most departments for Sweeney. Gets a lot more ground balls off left-handed bats, though. The 3-1. Swinging a line drive, a high one. Shot down the left field line. Foul. Three into the count on Cade Fergus. Leadoff man aboard, Troy Schreffler, smoking a single to left center. 3-2, runner not going. Pitches swung on and missed. Strike three. Cade Fergus goes down.
Second baseman, Jamari Baylor.
That brings up Jamari Baylor. Not only did Wilkin Ramos not allow a run, he didn't allow a hit in his two innings of relief. Runner breaks here. Pitch is swung on foul back by Baylor. And as Treffler went sliding feet first into second, he'll have to go back to first base on the foul ball. And Treffler didn't realize that at first. Tamar Johnson walking up to him and saying, "Hey, bud, got to go back." Jake Sweeney, 6'7", 240 pounds. Sets on the mound. The 0-1, Treffler not going. Pitches outside. Sweeney pitching here in the bottom of the seventh, trying to keep the Threshers within arm's reach. 1-1. Swing and a foul back again by Baylor. Oh, look out. That one somehow found its way through the netting of the backstop. Thankfully, everyone's okay, but I'm not sure if there's a hole in the backstop somewhere. Man wearing a Rays t-shirt picks it up harmlessly. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Hendry smothers it. Treffler still staying anchored down on first base. Tuesday night crowd clapping in rhythm here as Jake Sweeney has the count 2-2 on Jamari Baylor. Left-hander's next offering. Baylor swings and drives one down the right field line. Well, foul. First place Dunedin still leading 3-2 over Palm Beach. That game in the bottom of the sixth inning, 15 minutes away from here. 2-2 again. Baylor swings and lines one up the middle. Backhanded by Johnson. Flips to Chang for one. Throw to first. In time! What a play! Tamar Johnson backhands. Crossbody throw to Chang. Awkward looking transfer and pivot. Still gets the job done. 4-6-3. They turn it. Ending the inning. We are through seven here in Clearwater. The Marauders trail 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Bullpen doing a nice job to keep this game close. Now the bats trying to jump to the occasion. Sung-Chae Chang leads off the eighth inning for the Marauders, showing bunt, taking low and outside, a ball from right-hander Daniel Harper. Spencer Smith back with you from Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater. Marauders trailing by two. The 1-0, Chang takes inside. Top of the order, Chang, Gorski, and Johnson near the eighth inning. Righty sets, brings the 2-0. Chang swings and bounces one at the first baseline. Castillo charges, gloves it cleanly on the short hop, and steps on the base himself. One gone.
Center fielder, Matt Gorski.
And for the first time tonight, it looks like Matt Gorski will be playing a full nine innings. This is his fifth game on minor league rehab assignment from AA Altoona. And he's been pulled after 5, 6, 7 innings in his first couple of games. Righty on a righty. Here's the pitch to the slugger. Gorski loads up and takes a pitch high. Gorski, about 2 months ago, placed on the injured list in AA with a quad strain, trying to work his way back to full health. 1-0. Fastball is at the knees, a strike on the outside corner. He didn't care for that call. And for what it's worth, from the bird's eye view up here, looks like Gorski's been moving around smoothly. Swing and a miss. He takes a nasty cut at that one. 1-2. Gorski almost seemed to sell out for power just about every swing that he takes. Second in the organization in home runs. 1-2. Swings and clobbers one. Deep center field. On the run, Fergus. Back to the track. Reaches up and makes the catch, and he flags it down on the warning track. Cade Fergus is some kind of talented out there in center field. And he's been running down fly balls in all directions at all heights throughout the evening. He chased that one down off Gorski's bat. Two away for the Marauders here in the eighth inning. Here's Termar Johnson. Here's a pitch by Harper. There's a swing and a pop-up. Right side of the infield. Second baseman Baylor underneath it, looking up in the night sky, makes the catch. Inning over. Marauders go in order here in the eighth. On the bottom half, Clearwater leading 3-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Innings of scoreless relief by the Marauders bullpen tonight, trying to keep it going as Eric Brito swings the first pitch for Clearwater and fouls one away. First base side seats. Oh, and one the count. Jake Sweeney, tall left-hander from Northwest Indiana, is back to pitch his second inning of relief. His windup in the 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses outside. Clearwater 3, Bradenton 1. Home half of the eighth. Sweeney trying to keep it a two-run game. Brito, number two hitter in the order for the Threshers, receives the 1-1, swings and misses out in front of a Sweeney breaking ball. Count is 1-2. Eric Brito, Caleb Ricketts, Chad Castillo, righty, lefty, lefty hitters in the order for the Threshers. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Low and inside. Bubba Chandler went 4-plus innings, struck out 6. Was sharp through his first few innings, then lost his touch. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, pulled, foul, third baseline. Joaquin Ramos had to come on in relief of Chandler, and then was able to get the final few outs of the inning. In fact, all 3 outs of the inning, as it turned out. Ramos went another additional scoreless inning. Jake Sweeney pitched a scoreless 7th. Working on the leadoff man now here in the 8th inning. Eric Brito 1-for-3 with a bunt single. Simple motion, and the pitch by Sweeney. 2-2 is just low, and the count moves full. Sweeney's 3-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Brito down on strikes. Sweeney sneaks the high heater by him. Gets Brito to chase. One gone. Here's Caleb Ricketts. We touched on the fact a few minutes ago that Sweeney's lefty-righty splits are not anything crazy. But if anything, he does get a lot of more ground ball outs against lefty hitters than he does against righty hitters. First pitch to Ricketts is low. These two men, relatively similar builds. Ricketts, 6'5", 225. Sweeney, 6'7", 240. Want to know the count. Pitch number two. Big breaking ball. Catches the inside corner. Called a strike. Marauders infielders shaded to the pull side of the left-handed batting Ricketts. Here's the 1-1. Curveball low and outside. Marauders have managed to hold Ricketts hitless tonight. Grounded out to Dixon, the first baseman, twice. Grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the fifth inning. 2-1. Curveball again. Drops low. Not a bad spot, but couldn't get Ricketts to go for it. Next pitch. Fastball outside. Ball four. Caleb Ricketts draws a one-out walk. Over in Dunedin, score is tied as the Palm Beach Cardinals have just pushed a run across in the seventh inning. Cardinals and Blue Jays, battle of the birds, locked at three. The Marauders hoping for a Dunedin loss tonight. Trying to stay close to that first place team in the division. Lefty, lefty, here we go. Pitch is low and outside to Chad Castillo, scooped out of the dirt by Wyatt Hendry. One out, base runner for the Threshers. Here at the bottom of the eighth, and timeout called. Pitching coach Yorman Bizzardo coming out for a visit. He evidently noticed something wrong in the mechanics or the release point, or maybe just trying to get Sweeney to refocus here. Really do wonder if it's a Pirates organization thing, because I have not seen this so much with other organizations. The pitching coach's ability and willingness, I guess, to make a mound visit in the middle of an at-bat. Really don't see that as much with other organizations. And oftentimes, from Yorman Bizzardo, it has ended up serving its purpose well. And maybe as a pitching coach or as a manager, you figure, why wait for things to get any worse if you see something wrong? See something you want to try and correct as a coach, go out and take care of it immediately. 1-0 on Chad Castillo. The pitch is swung on and missed. A strike. So the first pitch post-mail meeting. Positive results from Sweeney. Out at Daytona Beach, Tortuga's wrapping up a 5-0 win over the Tampa Tarpons. Continuing suspended play from earlier this summer. That's a positive for Bradenton. 1-1 swung on, foul back to the screen. The Tarpons and Tortugas still have yet to play their regularly scheduled game for tonight. And last we looked, that was still going to be played, although I know they've been dealing with inclement weather out on the East Coast. 1-1, 2-2 on Castillo. Here's the pitch. Sweeney gets a swing and a bouncing ball. First baseline, foul. Well out of Dixon's reach. Maybe we consult the handy-dandy Daytona Tortugas Twitter account, where the excellent voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock, always keeps things very well updated. The stretch. A look at first by Sweeney, and the 1-2 again. A check swing and a pitch upstairs by Castillo. Did he go? No, he didn't, says Garrett Griffin out on the bases. Lefty on lefty. 2-2 the count. Sweeney fires home. Pitch is much too high, and the count is full on Castillo. We have confirmation now. Daytona and Tampa are scheduled to play their regularly scheduled game in about 25 minutes here. So So to reiterate, Tampa Tarpons losing to Daytona in their continued game with a suspension from earlier this summer. That helps the Marauders. 3-2. Just outside, ball four, and Jake Sweeney is going to work with a pair of base runners now. That is if Jonathan Johnson leaves him in. There is somebody standing up and throwing in the Bradenton pen.
Right fielder, Dakota Kotowski.
Johnston not immediately visible at the top step of the Marauders dugout. Here's Dakota Kotowski. He went Katow to left center back in the second inning. First and second, one away. The pitch, fastball there for a strike. Back-to-back free passes allowed by Sweeney with one out as the Threshers try and extend their 3-1 lead, bottom of the eighth inning. Sweeney brings the 0-1. That's in the dirt. Hendry scoops it out a la first baseman. He's kind of scooping that one with his mitt. Facing upward. The 1-1 toss. Swinging a bouncing ball. Pulled foul down the third baseline by Kotowski. Count is now 1-2. Out in Jupiter, Lakeland still leading the Hammerheads 4-2. Those fourth place Flying Tigers still hanging in the hunt for a postseason berth. Gradually crept and crept and crept even closer. First and second, one away. Sweeney, the 1-2 pitch. Taken inside off the plate. These Threshers hitters very patient here in the eighth inning. Ricketts on second, Castillo on first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A swing and a foul tip off of Andre's mitt. See another one. If the Marauders can come back and win one tonight, they would gain some ground, rather some distance between themselves and third place Tampa. The stretch. 2-2 again by Sweeney. Up and away, ball three. He went to 1-2 on Kotowski. Now the count is full. Two runners already on the base paths. There is a right-hander throwing for the Marauders. And from afar, at least that looks like Johan Montero. Sweeney ready. Here's his 3-2. It is swung on and bounced back to the mound. Sweeney goes to second for one. And Termar Johnson will not have a play at first base. Sweeney took a little bit of time to get rid of that ball. And I think that cost the Marauders. And that's going to be it for the lefty. Here's JJ out of the first base dugout. Sweeney knows what's coming. He abruptly drops the rosin bag to the ground. All Marauders infielders going to join the mound meeting here. And there's the call to the bullpen. Sweeney leaves the game. First and third, two outs for the Threshers, who are threatening to add on to their 3-1 lead here in the eighth inning. We'll be right back. A new right-hander coming into the game for Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
One of the Florida State League's most dominant relievers of the past 2 months, Johan Montero, will pitch here in the bottom of the eighth with two outs and runners on the corners for Clearwater. Montero's the third man out of the bullpen tonight for Bradenton. And over his last 17 appearances since that beginning of July, Montero has put up a 1.38 ERA, 1.15 whip, but perhaps more relevant here in this situation is the fact that Montero has done an excellent job of stranding inherited base runners. He is 22 of 27 in that category. He faces Jordan Viers, the Phillies' number 12 prospect. Left-handed batter, gets the pitch from the righty. Viers takes high and outside. Montero, 23-year-old from Maracay, Venezuela. Celebrated his 23rd just a couple of weeks ago. Signed with the Pirates out of Venezuela in 2018. For the Threshers, Caleb Ricketts on third, Dakota Katowski on first base. Here's the 1-0 to Viers. Swing and a miss. Tried to go down and get that fastball down in the zone. Came up empty. Jordan Viers with that unmistakable long blonde hair falling out from underneath the red helmet. The 1-1. Fastball rides high. Montero, one of the earlier new additions, who is not a member of the Marauders' opening day roster, joined Bradenton back on April the 29th. Steady contributor since. He tosses his 2-1. Viers swings it, pops it up out of play on the third base side. If you're looking for a guy who's just about a lock to start the next season at the next level, you're looking at him. Johan Montero has done such a good job over these last two-plus months. Wyatt Hendry moving in front of home plate, giving signals to his infielders in this first and third two-out scenario. Dakota Katowski on first base, not a big threat to run. Never know if the Threshers could try and pull off, though, and trying to scratch for an insurance run. Count 2-2. Here's the set. Montero kicks, fires, and the pitch is high, ball 3. Jake Sweeney, an inning and 2/3. Out of the Marauders' bullpen, leaving with these two runners aboard. Count 3-2. Here's the pitch. Runner from first breaks, and the pitch is swung on, foul back. We'll do it again. And, of course, because the bases are not full, runner on third, Caleb Ricketts, not in motion. That last pitch. Kotowski, meanwhile, will get a head start again. 3-2, two outs. Runners on the corners. Here is Montero's next pitch. It is swung on and missed. Viers chases in the dirt. Tag applied by Hendry. Inning over. Montero helps the Marauders out of danger here in the eighth inning. But last chance coming up for Bradenton at the plate. They trail 3-1 here in Clearwater. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. We can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
One last chance for the Marauders at the plate here in Clearwater tonight. Top of the ninth inning coming up as the Threshers lead the Marauders 3-1. And right-hander Orion Kirkering, Florida native, is on for the save situation for the Threshers. And coming up for the Marauders, 4-5-6, Jack Brannigan, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Wyatt Hendry, all three right-handed batters. Pitch by Kirkering, low and outside, it rolls to the backstop. Perhaps one of the most fun-sounding names in all of minor league baseball right now, Orion Kirkering. Born in Southern California, Florida native, 1-0 pitch is over the outside corner of strike. Kirkering was born in Huntington Beach, California. His hometown is Venice, though, not a far drive south of Bradenton. And pitched collegiately at South Florida. X1 swung on line to center field by Brannigan. That's in for a base hit. Solid start for the Marauders here in the ninth inning. In need of some base runners, and here we go. Brannigan on the base path. Rodolfo Nolasco will be lifted for a pinch hitter here as Juan Jerez will bat in place. So Rodolfo Nolasco, who is just reinstated from the seven-day injured list today, has been lifted in favor of pinch hitter Juan Jerez, and going to make the careful assumption that everything is okay with Nolasco and that Jonathan Johnson is just bringing Nolasco back slowly and gently from the IL.
Number 10, Juan Jerez.
Juan Jerez has delivered on a couple of late close occasions for the Marauders. He's also been finding his way onto the base paths regularly as of late. Here's the pitch by Kirkering, low and outside. So Nolasco finishes his first game back off the IL, 1-for-3 with an infield single. Pitch by Kirkering, and that slider finds the outside corner, a strike. Phillies drafted Kirkering with their fifth-round selection this year out of South Florida. USF located just a short drive away over in Tampa. Pick off to first, and back in safely, Brannigan. Kirkering this past spring for the USF Bulls split the season between the starting rotation and the closer role. The pitch. Jerez takes a bit high, 2-1. The Marauders trail by just a pair of runs. Jack Brannigan knocked a leadoff single to center field. He takes his leadoff first. Castillo holding him on. 2-1. Jerez swings and lines one softly to second base. This is through the second baseman Baylor into right field. That had some strange spin on it. Had softly hit ball, almost spinning sideways toward Baylor, and he couldn't look it into his glove. It trickles into right field. Runners on first and second now with nobody out for the Marauders.
The catcher, Wyatt Hendry.
And that has been ruled a single for Juan Jerez. So a pinch hit single brings the go-ahead run to the plate in the form of Wyatt Hendry. Venice native, Orion Kirkering, pitching just about within an hour and a half drive of his hometown of Venice, Florida. Delivers to Wyatt Hendry, who swings through a fastball, 0-1. Top of the eighth inning over in Dunedin down the road. Score tied 3-3 between the Blue Jays and the Cardinals. Here's a stretch. The 0-1 pitch. Henry swings through another one. 0-2. Lakeland still ahead of Jupiter. 4-2. That game's in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flying Tigers are getting closer and closer to gaining some more ground in the division chase. Suspenseful final week of the regular season. Kirkring brings the 0-2, and Henry swings and bounces one softly to third. Kemp charges, gloves it, throws to first. It is not in time! Henry safe on the play! Everybody safe. The bases are loaded with nobody out. Time called by manager Marty Malloy. Here comes the Thresher skipper. Looked like he was coming out to the mound at first, but then takes an abrupt left turn, and he wants to talk to the base umpire, Garrett Griffin, after the call on the bang-bang play at first base. Marty Malloy not thrilled on the safe call for Wyatt Henry at first base. As he hit that bouncing ball softly down the third base line, Kemp did a good job to get the ball to first base quickly. And the conversation between Malloy and Griffin is a short one. Malloy did not get animated, did not get overly frustrated. 3 singles in a row to begin the ninth inning for the Marauders. Here's Tres Gonzalez. Brannigan on third, Jerez on second. Henry on first base, the pitch. Gonzalez takes upstairs a ball. Ryan Kirkering running into trouble here in the ninth inning. Marauders trying not to drop in the West Division playoff chase here tonight in Clearwater. Here's the 1-0. Check swing by Gonzalez, and the plate umpire Fraley makes the call himself, says he went around on the check swing. Right-hander brings his hands together, closed off stance on the mound. The 1-1. Check swing by Gonzalez again on a pitch outside. No go, and the home crowd does not like it one bit. Tres Gonzalez holds up and lets one go outside the zone. Kirkering sets. Now the 2-1. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. Katowski running after it. This ball is off the base of the wall. Scoring is Brannigan. Right behind him, Jerez. Into third base and stopping there is Henry. This game is tied. Tres Gonzalez scorches a 2-run game tying double to right field. And we've got a whole new ball game here in Clearwater. .96 miles per hour off the bat for Tres Gonzalez on the game-tying double. That brings pitching coach Vic Diaz out to the mound for Clearwater. 4 men to the plate here in the ninth inning for Bradenton. Each of them have recorded hits. Sergio Campagna to the plate now. He faces a drawn-in Thresher's infield. Henry on 30 represents the go-ahead run. Here's the pitch to Campagna. He swings and flies it out of play on the first base side. Next pitch finds the inside corner to Campagna, called strike two. Marauders and Threshers now tied at 3 after Clearwater had held the lead ever since the second inning. Kirkering, the 0-2. Campagna swings and dribbles one at home plate. Foul. Catcher Ricketts tried to glove it. Going to tag out Campagna promptly, but I don't believe that ball was ever fair off the bat. Campagna 0-for-3. He has gone down on strikes twice. Trying to put something into the outfield, put Bradenton in its first lead of the evening. The 0-2 again. Campagna swings and drives it deep to right center. On the run, Fergus. He makes the catch in the gap in right center. Both men are tagging off second and third. That scores wide. Henry standing up. The Marauders take a 4-3 lead, and Tres Gonzalez up to third on the fly ball. Well, the Marauders have rallied in front with a three-run ninth inning, trying to add on more.
First baseman, Brandon Dixon.
The fifth batter to the plate of the inning finally produces an out, but even that, it's a productive one for Bradenton. Sack fly by Campagna gives the Marauders a 4-3 lead. Righty on righty, here's Brendan Dixon. First pitch taking, it's a tad outside. Two-run double, Tres Gonzalez, sack fly Sergio Campagna. The next pitch to Dixon is below the knees, ball two. The stretch. Kirkering fires home and a pitch is low and outside. Slider, Dixon with a check swing. Did not go around per the appeal to Garrett Griffin. Here's the set. Right-hander fires. 3-0 pitch is swung on, grounded to short. Running on top. Contact coming home. Tres Gonzalez. And he is thrown out at home plate by a country mile. Infield was still playing up for Clearwater. I'm not sure if that was the plan all along to run on contact, but Tres Gonzalez thrown out easily by the shortstop Eric Brito. And up to first base on the fielder's choice is Brendan Dixon. Dixon on first base. The Marauders try and add on to their newly minted lead. Here's Sung Jae Chang. First pitch to him from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. A big, big cut. Now the set. The toss. Upstairs, 1-1. Bradenton leading 4-3 now here in the ninth inning in Clearwater. 1-1 to Chang in the dirt. A nice block by Ricketts. That keeps Dixon on first base. Those just joining. The Marauders came in this ninth inning trailing 3-1. Three straight singles loaded the bases. Tres Gonzalez a two-run double to tie it. Sergio Campagna go-ahead sack fly. Next one to Chang. Swung on, flown foul down the left field line. Chang asking plate umpire Nelson Fraley if that would have been a strike had he taken. Fraley nods his head yes. 2-2. Here's the right-hander's pitch, and it's taken just outside. Nice eye by Chang, 3-2. Now Caleb Ricketts, the catcher, reminding his infielders that Brendan Dixon will be in motion on the next pitch. 3-2 the count, two outs. The pitch, there goes Dixon. Chang swings through one in the dirt, strike three. Inning over, but the Marauders gained the lead 4-3. All of a sudden, three outs to go for the Threshers. Down to their final shot at the plate. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
A go-ahead three-run rally for Bradenton in the top of the ninth inning here in Clearwater has put the Marauders in front 4-3, so we go to the bottom of the ninth. Johan Montero, who recorded the final out of the bottom of the eighth inning, now goes on to try and save this game. It, of course, would not be a save for Montero, as he's currently on hook to be the winning pitcher if he could shut the Threshers out this inning. Point still stands, though. Montero in search of three high-leverage outs here in the ninth inning. A one-run lead for Bradenton, and it's the bottom third of the order for the Threshers here in the ninth inning. Otto Kemp leads off. All three men drew up right-handed hitters for the Threshers. Montero, the windup and the offering. Kemp takes inside. Right before that pitch, Jack Brannigan at third base, hustling over to guard the line against the right-handed pole hitter. The 1-0. Breaking ball just misses the zone inside. Bradenton 4, Clearwater 3, bottom of the ninth inning, just underway. 2-0, fastball, that is over the outside, half a strike. Marauders in the road grays, Threshers in the red jerseys, Phillies-esque pinstripe pants. Here's the 2-1 pitch, that is off of Hendry's mitt, bounces away, ball 3. Lots of suspense and action on this Tuesday night in Clearwater. Montero with the full windup in the 3-1. That is inside to Otto Kemp, and that puts the tying run aboard. On a nearly month-long stretch that has not been a fun one for the Bradenton bullpen, Johan Montero continues to stand above the pack as an exception. He has performed exceptionally well over these past 2 months, but he walks the leadoff man here in the ninth. Next up, Troy Schreffler. Righty on righty, the pitch. Schreffler takes high, ball one. Montero struggling with his command here to begin the ninth. 5 of his first 6 pitches of the inning missing the zone. Now the 1-0. There's a swing and a pop-up. Shallow right field. Campagna coming in. No problem. He's underneath it. Makes the catch. One gone. Two more to go for the Marauders, who we should note have turned a couple of crafty double plays tonight, both of which looked unlikely at various points in turning them. Presented the Marauders with some awkward, funky angles. They nonetheless got the job done. Let's see what Montero can generate here against Cade Fergus. Tall right-handed batter. Montero's pitch home. Breaking ball too high. Ryan Kirkering fell apart in the top of the ninth for Clearwater, surrendered a 2-run lead. And now pitching coach Yorman Bizardo going to go and talk to Johan Montero, who's been spotty with his command thus far here in the ninth. Meanwhile, we'll update you on the out-of-town scores. Good news again for Marauders fans. Palm Beach has just retaken the lead 4-3 over Dunedin in the top of the ninth inning. Meanwhile, Lakeland remains in the lead 4-2 over Jupiter. As we told you a while ago, Daytona 5-0, winners over Tampa earlier tonight. That was the completion of a suspended game between the two teams from earlier in the summer. They're just recently underway in their regularly scheduled game for tonight. In fact, first pitch came just a minute or two ago. So they're in the top of the first. Results pending from that one. Those will have an effect on the West Division standings. Now meeting over, Cade Fergus, the count 1-0. Montero's pitch is taken inside under the hands. Tying run on first base for Clearwater here in the home half of the ninth inning, one out. 2-0 pitch, inside again, and that hits him. That clips the jersey of Cade Fergus, and now the potential winning run is on first base. Time call, that's going to be it for Montero. Here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the Bradenton dugout. And He will make another call to the bullpen. A new right-hander will come in. Montero, command, not sharp. He leads with two aboard, one away in a one-run game here at the bottom of the ninth. We'll be right back to tell you more about the new pitcher. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Carlos Lamelli is the new pitcher for the Marauders, and he inherits a first and second one-out scenario in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bradenton leading Clearwater by one, and Jamari Baylor the hitter for the Threshers. Otto Kemp on second, Kate Fergus on first, the tying and winning runs aboard for Clearwater. Lamelli sets his first pitch of the evening, is caught on and missed, strike one. Lamelli challenging him with a first pitch fastball, Baylor swinging right through it. Marauders trying to end a three-game losing streak and keep pace with first-place Dunedin, who leads in the division by two games. The 0-1, swinging a drive to center field. Gorski underneath it. He slides in, can't make the catch. Lead runner coming into third, Kemp. There will be no play at the plate. The tying run scores and the winning run onto third base. That one hurts. Game-tying RBI double it'll go down as for Jamari Baylor as Matt Gorski can't quite make the catch, hustling in on the sliding attempt. Infield will play up for the Marauders with that winning run 90 feet away. Eric Brito is the batter. Lomeli is set. And here's the pitch. Brito swings big and misses a slider. Lomeli needing two more outs to escape this situation and send it to extras. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to second. Tamar Johnson grabs it, comes home with it. It's not in time. Ball game over. Run scores. Threshers win. Clearwater wins it 5-4, a walk-off fielder's choice ground ball in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nothing that Termar Johnson could have done about that one. And the Marauders miss out on an opportunity to at least keep pace with those first-place Dunedin Blue Jays, whose results are still pending tonight. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders post-game show coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Thank you.
Welcome back to BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for the Marauders postgame show, where the Marauders have just lost a heartbreaker by a final score of 5-4. Spencer Smith back with you as the series opener does not end in the Marauders' favor. Threchers walk it off on an RBI fielder's choice grounder off the bat of Eric Brito. Here's how we got there. The bottom of the second inning, game's first run came home on a Dakota Kotowski solo blast to left center field. 110 on the exit velo off the bat. Bubba Chandler, though, was pretty darn good other than that through his first four innings at least tonight. Chandler had a string of nine in a row retired following the home run, and he finished with six strikeouts over four-plus innings. Unfortunately, Chandler was not able to record an out when he came back for the fifth inning. He allowed four consecutive singles, including an RBI single to Cade Fergus, and then a bases-loaded walk to Jamari Baylor. That knocked Chandler from the game. A good job out of the bullpen in a tough spot by Wilkin Ramos. He got a strikeout looking of Eric Brito, and then a ground ball double play to end the inning. But damage was done. Threshers led 3-0 after five innings of play, during which, by the way, the Marauders managed just one hit, a Rodolfo Nolasco infield single. Top of the sixth, Bradenton got on the board for the first time as we saw Jack Brannigan RBI single score Sungche Chang, who was hit by a pitch, to lead off the inning. In the seventh inning, neither team scored. The eighth inning, neither team scored. Top of the ninth, the Marauders fought back. Three straight singles to open the inning by Jack Brannigan, Juan Jerez at a pinch hit spot, and Wyatt Hendry that loaded the bases. Tres Gonzalez then stroked a game-tying two-run double to the base of the wall in right field. Sergio Campagna followed with a sac fly to right center that brought home the go-ahead run, and then the next two batters were retired, and that retired the side for Bradenton, leading 4-3, heading to the bottom of the ninth. However, bottom of the ninth inning saw Johan Montero issue a leadoff walk, then a fly out to right field on the bat of Troy Scheffler. Cade Fergus was then hit by a pitch, and that knocked Montero from the game. Carlos Lomeli came on to pitch. He allowed a game-tying RBI double to Jamari Baylor that blooped in front of center fielder Matt Gorski, who raced in on a sliding attempt, came up just shy of it, couldn't make the catch, so the tying run scored. And then on the very next play, Brito with the aforementioned bouncing ball to second baseman Termar Johnson, who put forth magnificent effort, may I mention, on that play. Johnson full extension to his glove side, turn, spun, threw home with every ounce of strength that he had. Throw was on target and a good one, but it was not in time to get Brito, who got a good jump on that ground ball. He scores the winning run, and the Threshers celebrated off around second base, giving the Gatorade bath to Eric Brito, the walk-off hero for the home team. Final totals of tonight's game for the Marauders, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and Bradenton left 6 men on base. And for the Threshers, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and for Clearwater, 8 runners left on base. The winning pitcher tonight is Orion Kirkering. He is 1-0. Johan Montero takes his first loss of the season. He drops to 4-1. Time of game this evening, 2 hours 28 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,282. It was 88 degrees, mostly sunny, at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Marauders drop their fourth straight. They fall to 35-26 in the second half, and their window for making the postseason continues to shrink. The Threshers, meanwhile, snap a four-game losing streak. They improved to 22-38 in the second half. And they, although they have been eliminated for a while now from postseason contention, they look to finish their season on a strong note for the rest of the week. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Cools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning.
They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you as it's time to name our Marauders player of the game. Tonight we're going to give that to Jack Brannigan. 2 for 4, his two hits led the Marauders, and as Brannigan has been looking to climb out of a slump he's been in lately, a nice game for Jack out of the cleanup spot. An RBI single in the sixth inning put the Marauders on the board for the first time, and then a leadoff single in the ninth inning got a 3-run rally started. Brannigan also once again played solid defense at third base, so he is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Turn our attention now to Game 2 of this final series, the regular season. The Marauders come back at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Left-hander Anthony Solomito gets the ball for the start. He'll be opposed by right-hander Alex McFarland, one of the Phillies' top-ranked prospects on this Clearwater roster. First pitch again scheduled for 6:30 tomorrow. We'll be on the air for pregame coverage at 6:15, and we hope you can join us as we look one more time, by the way, the out-of-town scoreboard. The silver lining tonight is that the Dunedin Blue Jays have lost to Palm Beach 4-3. So the Marauders, despite losing tonight, do stay within 2 games of first place Dunedin. However, every loss from here on out hurts the Marauders a bit more as it continues to close their window further. So the Marauders look to bounce back through the rest of the series, trying to come back and win tomorrow, and also look to snap a four-game losing streak. Lakeland 4-2 over Jupiter this evening. 5-0 Daytona over Tampa. That helps the Marauders. However, the Tarpons have now jumped out to a 1-0 lead over Daytona in the top of the second in their regularly scheduled game for this evening. So feel free to follow along with those. It's that time of year where you start scoreboard watching. If your team is in the postseason chase, a lot of external factors are going to affect the Marauders here in this postseason race. And we, of course, will keep you updated throughout tomorrow's game and what's going on elsewhere on those games as well. So that'll about do it for us tonight here from Clearwater. Once again, the final score, Clearwater Threshers walking off of the Marauders, 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Baker Ballpark in Clearwater, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.